Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How are you doing? How are you doing? That's what I want to know. I tell you what, it is a beautiful day in so many parts of the country. I hope that you're getting out when the weather's right. Now, remember now, you can't wait until it's super hot and get out there and do your walking, your jogging. I mean, you can, but you shouldn't. You know, try to beat the heat. And so if you're out there doing your thing, walking, jogging, doing your aerobics outside, enjoy. Make sure you stay hydrated. Oh, yeah. And speaking of staying hydrated, any of you students who are going to be doing any football training, soccer training, any kind of sports training outdoors later this summer, remember, hey, go ahead and tell your coaches that you definitely want to remain well hydrated. And so have your fluids out there, but hopefully they won't have you out there in the worst times of the day. One thing about it, and I'm sure a lot of you have noticed this, I know that we're told, hey, look, get out there in the morning or get out in the evening, especially when you're talking about July and August, when that summer has set in strong and the heat is really doing its thing. One thing to keep in mind, and I know that you know, as students don't have but so much control over this, even our adults who are working out on your own don't have but so much control when you look at your schedule, particularly your work schedule. But if you, you know, if you can get out there in the morning, morning is better than evening, because in the evening, that heat has literally had all day to build up and settle in. And so you start talking about July and August, maybe even the very first part of September, that heat is there even in the evening. It is tough. And when I say evening, I'm talking about like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the evening. That heat has built up literally all day. And although 6 or 7 in the evening is better than 4 in the afternoon, it can still be kind of rough. So just keep that in mind as you get ready to enjoy your summer. A lot of people out of school now, and, you know, people are vacationing more and all of that. So just remember to do what you need to do to stay healthy while you have fun. All right, we're going to be taking a look at some topics today that I think you're going to find interesting. I hope so. As you all know, I usually try to bring information to you that you can grasp and put into play in your lives. And so this week won't be any different. Today won't be any different. As a matter of fact, today we're going to take a look at lightweight. Yes, lightweight. Lightweight. Now, what do you think? What do you suppose is going to be the take on that? Lightweight. Well, medical news today is going to help us get in on this whole issue of how artificial light can have some negative impacts on women when you all are trying to sleep, and some of those specifics, at least one of those specific negative impacts that light, artificial light, can have on you if that artificial light is going while you're trying to sleep, particularly at night. Now, something else we're going to take a look at today. We know that President Donald Trump made quite a few promises during his inaugural address. We heard from Secretary Hillary Clinton and we heard from President Barack Obama regarding some of their conversations with President Trump, Donald Trump, before he became president, before he was inaugurated. And they were somewhat encouraged by their discussions with him. I think that there have been a lot of people who have been discouraged by the reality of his presidency. Many who, well, accepted Donald Trump for the person he presented himself as being during his most previous presidential campaign. Well, I want to share with you a reminder of some of the promises he made, just a few, because remember now, this was an inaugural address. It lasted for some time. I'm not going to even try to cover the entire address. I just want to look at a few aspects of it, let you know, remind you specifically what his promise was, and then have us take a look at what has taken place during his presidency in regards to those promises. And I can tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, it is not all good. However, it is not all bad either. So I want you to be listening in. I'm going to be sharing with you some, at least one or two good things that have happened. Of course, a lot of people who are Republicans pretty much support most, if not all, of Trump's positions, as well as, of course, those of people he's put in cabinet administrative positions, etc. But, of course, we have some people who have looked at what he has done and they've been very displeased. And I can tell you, in one area in particular, we're going to see where our Republican president, Donald Trump, along with other Republicans in Congress. And again, when I say Congress, I'm using it in its more, in the sense that we're talking about both chambers of the House. I know a lot of times when people use the word Congress, they'll use it from as a root of the word congressman. And when they say congressman, they're usually referring to our federal representatives. And that is certainly, and so congressmen, they'll use Congress to refer to the House of Representatives. But Congress also is defined as the two-chambered institution of America, the House and the Senate. Those together are known as Congress. And so when I say Congress, that's the perspective I'm coming from, both chambers. And we're going to discuss some great moves, some great things that have happened for even people of color as Republicans have gotten together with some of the elected officials of color and done something good for people of color. I think it's important to know that. You've heard me talk before about how, you know, when I've addressed slavery, which was a terrible, terrible injustice, to say the least, that was forced upon not only black slaves, but also upon, it was the institution-wide system, which included all kinds of hostile and malicious activities. Not only executed against black slaves, but in many cases carried out against white people who were opposed to slavery. And one of the things that I share when I bring up slavery is the importance of not only acknowledging, but appreciating the fact that there are so many white people who were directly responsible, not the only ones responsible, but they were directly responsible for slavery having been brought to an end. We talk about the injustice that we see today, where we have police officers, people who are members of law enforcement, indiscriminately and unjustifiably gunning down people of color, males and females. And I like to point out, because it's so important for us to not only acknowledge, but appreciate the fact that not all white law enforcement officers gun down innocent people, unarmed people, non-threatening citizens of color. Most white law enforcement officers do not conduct themselves that way. And of course, We know that we have, at times, abuses of citizens of color by law enforcement officers of color. And so it's important for us to look at the big picture and not just focus on one aspect of it. Try to see the picture as completely as we can so that we have a better appreciation for all that is going on, so that we have an appreciation for all that needs to be done when it comes to change. Now, saying that to say this, because that's my way of doing things, helping us see from more than one angle. I know that there's no question that a lot of decisions that Republicans make are decisions that hurt people of color, as well as the poor. But not all decisions made by Republicans hurt or even intended to hurt people of color. I'm going to be sharing with you one of those very situations today when we take a look at, well, part of the scorecard when we take a look at promises kept, promises not kept by President Donald Trump. I want us to look at both. I just think it's unfair. And I think dishonest. Well, at the very, because sometimes we just don't know. And, you know, sometimes we're just not aware of the fact that, hey, this was done and it was helpful. Very often we're not aware of that. It took me a little bit more reading. And when I came across it, I was looking for one thing and actually found something else. And when I found that which was positive, I said, hey, I need to talk about this. I don't need to bury this. I don't need to pretend like I never read this. This is positive. This is something that Donald Trump, along with other Republicans, have done for people of color. It is truly a good thing they've done. I'm going to talk about this good thing. So stay with me. That's coming up a little bit later. One other thing I want to tell you about. This Friday, for Power Friday, I'm going to do something very, very different. Well, maybe I shouldn't say very, very different. Let me just make it one very. I'm going to do something very different. As you know, usually on Power Fridays, I like to devote that to making that day a broadcast of empowerment and inspiration. Well, I'm still going to do that this Friday, but with a bit of a twist. I'm going to bring to you some previous broadcasts that have to do with Power Friday broadcasts. However, did you notice I said I'm going to bring to you some, plural, previous broadcasts? Yeah, this is going to be the twist. I'm going to have approximately 4 segments where for each segment, I'm going to give you an excerpt of a different Power Friday broadcast so that you get just a taste of something that took place, a discussion that took place previously with regards to Power Friday. And so you'll hear different voices that day, inspiring and empowering. So be listening out this Friday for a twist on Power Friday. And when we come back, we'll get started with lightweight. I want us to take a look at this connection between light and weight, and particularly as it pertains to women and the nighttime.